Two prominent Lamar's businesses were recognized Friday evening during the Lamar's Community Girls basketball game for their major donations to the new football stadium. Premier Communications and Total Motors have pledged $100,000 and $150,000, respectively. Premier Communications will have the naming rights to the stadium courtyard plaza. Ken Westfall explains why Premier Communications wanted to contribute to the new football stadium complex.
Well, Premier Communications came to Lamar's in 2007, and we've invested over $18 million in fiber optics here. We believe that broadband is important to the community, and the teamwork concept that people develop in high school sports is an excellent part of developing young people, and this was a chance to invest in the future of both Lamar's community and Lamar's Galen, who share the football stadium. So excellent opportunity to share with them and encourage development of maturity and inspiration for the young people.
Premier Communications' Angie Erdman, along with Westfall, explains the features of the Premier Communications Courtyard Plaza.
We are going to be named the courtyard. Premier Communications will be named on the courtyard for the new stadium.
The funds go into the entire stadium project, and there will be a courtroom area for the different donors that have given to the project, and plaques that name the different donors, and it'll be Premier Communications Plaza area. For that.
Total Motors of Lamar's is contributing $150,000, which will be used for the tailgate area. Mitch Christoffel says Total Motors wants to take an active role in the community.
It was really a no-brainer for us because of the fact that at Total Motors, we're dedicated to the community, and a project of this scale was something that we knew we wanted to be a part of to help the people not only now but down the generations of people who are going to be impacted by the stadium and everything that is involved with the stadium. And so we wanted to make sure that we're just showing our roots for such a great town of Lamar's. They've done so much for us, and so we wanted to give back to them as well.
Speaking on behalf of the Lamar's Community School District, Todd Lancaster, president of the Lamar's Community Board of Education, says the school board is grateful for the contributions.
It was my privilege again as the school board president to accept two major donors last evening. The Premier Communications, who was represented by Angie Erdman and Kent Westfall, they are donating $100,000 toward the new plaza, which will be on the backside or along the north side of the newly constructed grandstand and a long stadium drive. They are one of those that we recognized last evening. And the other is Total Motors. And Total Motors and Scott Taylor, they are donating $150,000 toward the new tailgate area that will be constructed alongside and in conjunction with the current concession stand area. So excited to have both of those businesses partner with Lamar's Community Schools and in this stadium project, and we are greatly appreciative of their support of this whole project.
About a month ago, the Lamar's Community School District acknowledged the donations of Wells Enterprises for $2 million and Perspective Insurance, along with American Bank for a donation of $100,000. Prime Bank also has contributed $100,000 for the new football stadium project. The total cost of the new football stadium is projected to cost nearly $5 million. A former teacher with the Sioux Center Christian School has been sentenced to 60 years in prison. 37-year-old Curtis Van Dam was given his sentence Friday by Judge Stephen Andreessen in Sioux County District Court. This case arose in October of 2017 after authorities began receiving reports that Van Dam, a former teacher and coach, had been orchestrating sexual conduct with multiple students. On September 12, 2018, Van Dam received a 15 federal prison term, which includes an 85% mandatory minimum for sexual exploitation of a child for a video he created capturing boys showering. On November 30th, Van Dam pled guilty to the following crimes in Iowa District Courts: 5 counts of sexual abuse in the third degree, Class C felonies, 1 count of sexual abuse in the second degree, Class B felony, and 1 count of sexual exploitation by a school employee, a Class D felony. There were a total of 15 minor victims. On Friday, the court sentenced Van Dam to a 60-year prison term that includes a 17.5-year mandatory minimum before he is eligible for parole or work release. The court further ordered that Van Dam's 60-year prison term be served consecutive to the federal sentence. Van Dam will return to federal custody to serve his 15-year federal prison term and then be returned to Iowa to serve his 60-year prison term. The man accused of robbing the Iowa State Bank in Lamars has pleaded not guilty. 32-year-old Philip White submitted a written plea in Plymouth County District Court on Friday. White is charged with robbery and conspiracy to commit theft. A trial date has not been set. White, along with 35-year-old Karen Merrick, were charged with robbing the Lamars Bank on December 12th. Merrick pleaded not guilty to the accused crimes last week. The couple used a U-Haul van as their getaway vehicle. Several law enforcement officials were in pursuit of the U-Haul van following the bank robbery. The van was stopped as a result of officers using stop sticks that deflated the tires on the van. Police officers were able to retrieve all the money in the van from the bank robbery. That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, KLEM1410.com.